The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. July 18th, 2024, 10:17 a.m. The sun is shining, but not in the Busch Gardens recording studio because I got the garage door closed. I heard a fucking jet fly by right before we started recording. I said, oh, fuck it. It's not that hot out, so there are going to be shows where you're going to hear cars and dogs, and that's just the way it is. What's up, Julio?
What up, man?
Same nice old shit.
Nice little week off.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2.5 weeks.
Damn.
I'll be going back Monday. It's about fucking time. So what's up with you?
Nothing. I've been just doing my usual, going to work, doing the family thing.
What's up with the feds?
That's still in motion.
Okay.
Yeah, August 19th. So about in a month, I'll be in it.
Oh, your class?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had a little interaction with the local police government here, but nothing federal. But I'm not going to really get into that until I'm... Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. I don't know. You got anything to share?
No, I mean, it's kind of funny. A lot of people have asked me if we did an episode about the Trump assassination attempt.
I can start us off with the voicemail.
Okay. But a lot of people were surprised that we hadn't done one.
Right. And I know. We're behind because... last week was, General Lee, so it wasn't really a live episode last week. So, yeah, we're like 2 weeks behind, but you got to fucking talk about that. I mean, we can't go without talking about it. But, let's see here. I got to make this bigger. Okay. So, I posted something on Instagram about... saying that Trump basically, with Trump being shot, that he basically cemented the election. And Clem left me a voicemail. You know, they're out there in New York City, so they're probably lefties and stuff. But we love them anyway. What's up, Clem and Fupa and everybody out there? All right, here's Clem.
Hey, Fox, it's Clem Stump again. Anyways, I'm calling because, you know, I'm high, and Trump got shot.
I think you
got
to share the
you
screen.
You know how I probably feel
oh,
about
oh, thank this. You. You're right. God damn it. So, I'm a little bit off my game. It's been 2 weeks now. All right, let me start it over. Thanks for letting me know, Julio. I could have ran the whole fucking thing without sharing. All right, here we go.
Hey, Fox, it's Clem Stump again. Anyways, I'm calling because, you know, I'm high, and Trump got shot, and you know how I probably feel about that. You know, I don't like either of those shitbags, Trump or Biden. Like, fuck them. Let's Hunter 2024. But anyways... I was calling because it's like, it's a little suspect to me. Like, I think it's staged, but I don't know who fucking staged it, because it could be Trump staged it for a good campaign moment. It could be the DNC staged it because they want Joe Biden to lose. Because he like, face it, they make so much money off fundraising off Trump. Like, the DNC want Joe Biden to lose. Like, they were kind of shocked when he won, and they were like, shit, fuck, we lost all our money. So anyways, I just think the whole thing's staged. That's what I'm saying. I'm really high. I'm going to go now.
All right. Thanks, Clem. Let me see here. Stop share. I kind of agree. I thought something was strange about that. What do you think, Julio? Thanks, yeah, Clem.
Thanks. Nice hearing your voice again.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I was kind of caught off guard, because I think we've all kind of talked about that kind of happening, you know, like an assassination attempt on Trump,
yeah,
or some shit. And then if I'm not saying it actually happened, because we don't know, but I'm glad we took time off to kind of like wait to have an opinion on it, because
right,
a lot
yeah.
of more information has come out, you know, and I'm glad we weren't reactive to it. But it does seem staged. I agree with her 100%. Like, there's
Me
just
too.
Too much shit going on.
Yeah.
That just doesn't add up.
And that that kid, man, he didn't have any social media. He supposedly put together his own fucking bombs and shit. Like, and how did he get up there? Everybody, did you see the video where everybody seen he was up there and nobody was doing shit? It's like,
he had a 12-foot ladder.
I don't know if it was already there or if he supposedly brought it. And I find that fucking hard. There's no way he brought a fucking ladder. Unless he did it ahead of time.
He got confronted by police before it all happened. And they let him go.
Yeah, because he had like was it like a metal detector or some shit? Something like that.
He was like pacing around by the metal detectors, and he was acting all suspicious.
Well,
but I'll tell you what, if all it takes for the feds to not get to me, you know where I'm putting my next IRS check? On my slope roof.
Yeah, I've seen some of those memes. Yeah, man, they're really making an ass of themselves. And Trump's already talking about getting rid of the FBI and the CIA now. After all this shit, if he gets elected and he doesn't do something, there's going to be fucking anarchy, because everybody's tired of the bullshit, you know?
Yeah. And then a lot of people have been saying, like, the Secret Service, why did they keep him on stage? And then when they propped him up, why were the Secret Service agents' heads below Trump's head?
Yeah, at least one of them.
One of them, yeah.
And then the female chick was like basically hiding behind him.
but I know that he was also, you know, trying to like, you know, do the fist pump thing. But I think that was after the fact, after they got the shooter. But I don't know.
You never know how many there were. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
correct. I wouldn't have been doing that.
They're I would all have been actors, man.
Yeah, I'd have been taking cover. You know, when I get fired at, I never mind. I'm not a president, so it doesn't matter. I'm a soldier. But you know what I found weird? That kid, what's his name? Crooks.
Yeah.
They were using his it looked like a 3 or 4 year old picture, like they were trying to make him look like the kid on National Lampoon's Vacation. And when they arrested him, he had like super long hair and he looked like some kind of a hippie creep. He looked like fucking, what's his name? Shit. It's escaping me right now.
Dahmer?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer. Don't you think? Well, you said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I should look at Carl's shit. I don't know what he talked about. I would think.
So
would... Wait, what day did Trump get shot?
It was this past Saturday, the 13th.
Oh, okay.
I was at downtown, in downtown Toledo, at a concert, a Flo Rida concert.
Okay.
And I was wearing my Trump hat, the one I'm wearing right now. And I was there with my daughter. She tells me, she's like, hey, Trump just got shot. And I'm like, no way. And then other people started texting me. I got like 15 text messages in like 5 minutes. And everybody was talking about it at the concert.
Yeah.
Like people were stopping me because of the hat. I even got in backstage, even though I didn't have a ticket. I had to go pee, and there was a porta potty, and I went up to a cop and I'm like, hey, can I use that porta potty real quick? He's like, yeah, just because you got that hat. and so I come out of the porta potty, and Flo Rida and his entourage are walking by, and I don't know what Flo Rida looks like. I had to Google what he looks like, and they all started talking to me about the Trump hat and how Trump got shot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty interesting experience because, I don't know, I was talking to, like, really big black dudes about Trump. And yeah. And they were all, like, in support of it. But it was an interesting experience. But going back to the theatrics of all this thing, have you seen a pic or a video of him putting something on the podium or grabbing something from the podium?
No.
And this is alluding to the fact that it's probably acting, like in wrestling. The wrestlers will hide like a little razor blade, and they'll cut themselves like in a moment where they're hiding or something.
Huh.
So when Trump was crouched down, he cut himself.
I've heard that too. So who fucking knows, man?
I mean, have you seen the bullets that might have hit him? They're pretty big. I mean, they're from a sniper rifle. They're not from a fucking pistol. They're not from a .22 or anything. These are big rounds, and you think that just grazed your ear and it's going to be intact?
Yeah, because it wasn't like when Holyfield got his ear bit. It was just like a fucking, you know, like you said, like a razor cut or some shit, you know? But now he's got a patch over it, a fucking huge patch, which is, I don't know.
It's not huge. It's huge.
It's huge. It's a huge patch. It's a wonderful patch.
The greatest patch. It's from China.
Probably is. All right.
Yeah, but I know if I was running for president or something, or I had Secret Service protection, I would not want females protecting me. I'm just gonna flat out say it, like,
oh shit, let me pause it.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that. So my daughter, the one that's moving back in downstairs, she's been bringing carloads of shit, you know, a little bit at a time to move back in. That's why we're out in the garage now. And she just hit the garage door opener right in the middle of the fucking podcast. And I thought it was a fucking raid or something. It scared the shit out of me. I don't know why I would get raided, but that's what it felt like. I'm like, oh, shit, hold on. Let me pause it. Please show me your hands.
Well, I mean, you did plug us in with the cops the other day, so. But we don't want to talk about that.
Right. It may or may not have had something to do with the podcast. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll let everybody know what's going on when the time's right. I got to wait until all the proceedings are finished.
But so we left off talking about the security detail for Trump, how I would not personally want females to be protecting me. I think we've all seen videos of female cops failing to apprehend a suspect. Like, yeah. Even two of them can't apprehend a guy that's, you know, really fighting. You know, it's really a man job. I mean, I think it's fair to say that there are some jobs that really do belong to men and have traditionally belonged to men all throughout all of history. You know, this whole DEI shit is exactly why things like what happened to Trump happened. You know, like you saw how that lady couldn't holster her fucking, you know, gun.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that was now. Come on, I don't fucking get it. I mean, I hate to say it because I got daughters, and but none of them want to be like have that kind of job that I know of, and they most females don't want to do stuff like that because it's not in their DNA. You know what I mean? Like that's not their calling. But I'm sure there are some that want to do that stuff, and I mean, there's got to be some of them that are better at it than others. But I don't know how. Like, I don't know how you make it all the way to the Secret Service and not know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah. I don't get
DEI, man.
It's all Biden's fault. Biden Obama's administration. Fault. Oh, yeah. Well,
started with Obama.
True. He's the one that started letting men in the women's restroom.
Yeah, because they show a video of him, of Trump the next day in Wisconsin, I believe.
Yeah,
that's and where he's went. He's got all male security.
Imagine that.
You know, he definitely seemed safe that night. but there's even weird. There's some weird shit, dude. I have to share this because you got to see it. I don't know if you've seen this.
All right.
But this is a really weird performance that happened before Vivek Ramaswamy, whatever. Got introduced at the RNC, but it's like a rabbi singing
Ashkenazi. I don't hear anything. No sound. No sound.
Okay, give me a second.
All right. Well, I ask you to do the same for me. God damn it. All right. The sound's not great.
Well, you got the visual image. I don't know what the hell he's singing about, but it's like a Jewish, a Hasidic Jew singing, and it wasn't Vivek Ramaswamy. It was actually JD Vance.
Yeah.
But that was kind of weird. I don't understand what the point of that was. Like, look at these guys.
The dude looks like Adam. He looks kind of like Adam Sandler, the Jew.
It's just freaking weird. I don't know. That's why I'm glad we didn't have a first episode early on after this because there's so much stuff, more stuff coming out.
Right. Yeah.
And then how the Secret Service says that they got told to stand down. The same shit happened with JFK. You know, go ahead.
One of our snipers had him in the fucking crosshairs for like 3 minutes, and they wouldn't give him the okay to fire.
Yeah. During the JFK, if you watch the video. Right before he makes the turn to go down the street that he got shot at, a Secret Service agent got told to back off. So he stepped off the car, the back of the car, and he's like, what the hell?
Right.
And then Kennedy got shot.
Yep.
It's all a stage, man, and they're all actors. Like, even with J.D. Vance, I really do not know what to believe. I think I like J.D. Vance. But it doesn't make sense to me why Trump picked J.D. Vance, somebody to talk shit about him a couple years ago.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I was going to bring up I was going to look up the Biden and Kamala Harris debate, how they spoke to each other, and she was calling him a racist and shit, you know, when they were debating for the presidency. You know, it's all bullshit, man, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I got this. Is that it for Trump? Or
Yeah, we're done with Trump.
Yeah, Carl didn't get hit. He put his shit in on Friday. So that happened on Saturday. I'm sure he'll be putting something in for next weekend. But he texted me, like, asking me when we were going to do the episode. So I guess he didn't want to say anything about it. Because I told him we were doing one this morning. But I got this little... Remember the Sonic the Hedgehog commercial? The fuck's Maybe. This up here for? Remember Sonic the Hedgehog from Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
Well, they made a commercial. Here he's talking about the Federal Reserve and how we're all getting fucked. It's weird, man. I just wanted to play it. It's like he's talking to the kids.
When Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar was no longer backed up by gold. Instead, the government relies on treasury bonds, which are primarily bought by the Federal Reserve. The Fed purchases these bonds by printing money, and the only backing for this printed money is the treasury bonds themselves. Essentially, the government is financed by creating money out of thin air. This leads to a precarious situation where high taxes are maintained to create the illusion of funding the government, while in reality, it's sustained by money printing. If this truth were widely known, it could erode confidence in the currency, potentially causing the dollar to fall and destabilizing the economy. Remember, kids' taxation is theft.
That's awesome.
I love it. I had to fucking share that. I don't know if it's real. It looked real. Whoever produced that cartoon had to know what the fuck was going on a long time ago, because that's pretty old.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a couple of things like that on old cartoons.
I love that shit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it doesn't really hit home for most people. You know what I mean? It's just like, he's just running off at the mouth. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just a hedgehog.
Yeah, the Animaniacs did something similar. I remember seeing a video about that.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of shit with them.
Yeah.
Might have been the same dude or the same group of people that made these. Oh, well, that was... Let's see what else I got here. I'm not sharing anymore.
No?
Not right now. I didn't know if you had anything. I do got some other shit, but...
I was trying to find that other cartoon that I thought I had saved, but I guess I didn't. But that's okay. I got other shit.
Here, I'll share something while you're looking. This is... I don't know if you probably heard this before. This is when Tucker Carlson... They try to accuse him of being racist and saying that white people are being replaced. And he just fucking tears his chick a new asshole. Like, he doesn't really lay into her, but just in his nerdy way, like he wins the debate easily. You know what I mean? That's just the way he is. He's kind of nerdy, but I like it.
Thank you so much for your address today. So you talked a little bit
you
about
can hear it, right?
And in the past you've talked about how white Australians, Americans, Europeans are being replaced by non-white immigrants in what is often referred to as the Great Replacement Theory. This is the same.
Have I said that whites are being replaced?
Well,
I don't think I said that.
Well, it's been mentioned on your show 4,000 times. And
really, when did I say that?
On your show.
I said whites are being replaced?
You have said that before.
Really?
Yeah,
I would challenge you to cite that because I'm pretty sure I haven't said that. I said native-born Americans are being replaced, including blacks.
Native-born Americans.
Americans who, like black Americans, have been African Americans, have been in the United States for, in many cases, their families over 400 years. And their concerns are every bit as real and valid and alive to me as the concerns of white people whose families have been there 400 years. So I've never said that whites are being replaced. Not one time. And
I
you can't cite
that's
it.
Untrue.
So we just met, but when our relationship starts with a lie, it makes it tough to be friends. So
well,
let's,
I mean, you've been lying
let's
about
pull
my
that back. I'm happy to explain what I do
well,
think.
So,
well, you actually can't say it because I didn't say it and I don't believe it. And I'm telling you that to your face. So why don't you just accept me at face value? My concern is that the people who are born in the country are the main responsibility of its leaders. And as noted earlier, when those leaders shift their concern from the people whose responsibility it is to take care of to people around the world, to put their priorities above that of their own citizens, that's immoral. And they are being replaced in my country, people who are born in the United States. And the birth rate tells the whole story. They're not at replacement rate. And so the U.S. population is growing because we're importing people from other countries. And my view is that happy people have children, and a functioning economy allows them to do that. And we don't have that. And so you need to fix the economy and fix the culture and make it so that people who want to have kids can. You don't just go for the quick sugar fix of importing new people. Like, that's my position. And if you think that's racist, that's your problem.
I never called you a racist.
But of course you are suggesting. And no, I must say, one of the reasons people don't like people like you in the media is that you never say exactly what you mean. Your slurs are all by implication. And you're about to tell me the great replacement theory is racist or anti-Semitic, whatever. I've said what I've said to you right now, like 100 times in public. I hope to, if I live long enough, say it 100 more times. I think it's completely honest and real, not racist or scary. It's factually true. It's not a theory. It's a fact. And the whole point of your question was to be like, you're a scary racist.
Well, I haven't.
And my response is, no, I'm not. Okay, well, how about no more lying in your questions, and then I'll answer it.
Okay. Well, this is the same theory, or as you say, idea, that has inspired the New York Buffalo shooting, where 11
God,
black Americans
come
were killed.
On.
Two
you know
white
what I
Americans
mean?
Were killed. Like, and it's also
okay,
inspired.
It's not. First of all,
it's inspired one of the worst Australian gun.
How do they
all
get
time
people this
shoot
stupid in the media? I guess it doesn't pay well. Look, I'm sorry. I've lived among people like you for too long, and I don't mean to call you stupid. Maybe you're just pretending to be, but I've never. I'm totally against violence. I'm totally against the war in Ukraine, for example, which doubtless you support. And like all dutiful liberals support more carnage. I don't. I hate mass shootings, actually. Nothing I said, what does it mean to inspire something? My views are not bigoted against any group. They're honest. They're factual. That's not hate. That's reality. And my views derive from my deep concern for Americans, actually. Americans aren't having kids because they can't afford to. And nobody in charge cares. And so that's my position. That doesn't inspire mass shootings. How dare you try to tie me to some lunatic who murdered people? How dare you, actually? And in fact, I mean, do you know what I mean? I'd be like, you know, Hitler wore those shoes. A lot of people are saying that you're like Hitler. Can you explain those shoes? Hitler wore exactly the same shoes. And you're like, I've got nothing to do with Hitler. Well, that's how I feel about your absurd, disingenuous question.
Right. So therefore, you support gun control?
What? I thought it couldn't get dumber, but it did. No, I don't support disarming law-abiding people so they can't defend themselves, so the government has a monopoly on violence. I don't think so. First of all, in my country, that's illegal, as you know. But moreover, it should be illegal in every country. A sovereign person has the right to defend himself and his family. Period. And that said, I'm totally opposed to harming anyone. Have you been calling? Are you concerned about the war in Ukraine and the countless innocents being murdered there every single day? I doubt you are. Probably Putin bad. I am. I'm a Christian. I hate violence. I hate mass shootings. I have guns at home and often on my person when I'm in the United States, I'm proud to say, because I want to defend myself and those I love against violence. That's the point. I'm not perpetrating crimes. I'm not shooting strangers. I'm defending what I love.
All right. Yeah. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the way he, she really didn't have much to say. She didn't have much of a response because he's just a good debater.
He's backed up by facts. I mean, he's asking her to cite what she's pointing out that he said.
Yeah. And I didn't mean to say that he was nerdy. It's just, you know how he is. Like, he used to wear a bow tie and just the way that he talks. And it's, you know, like if it was me, if somebody was saying something to me like that, I'd be like, hey, you dumb bitch. You know, you know what I mean?
You wouldn't handle it the way he expressed it.
I'm saying I thought he did a good job. That's what
he
I'm
did.
Saying.
Definitely yeah. did. You know who Matt Wallace from the Daily Wire. does a good job of that. Ben Shapiro does a good job of that. You know, I like those guys that like take a moment to kind of let the people talk and let them get all the bullshit out, and then they just come back and just squash them.
Do you know Dave Smith, the libertarian? No. Oh, he's a great debater, man. Like, they can't fuck with him. While you're sharing something, I'm going to see if I can look something up from him.
Yeah, I try to find that Animaniacs thing. I couldn't find it, but I found another TV show that I used to watch. It's called Disjointed, and it was canceled shortly after this scene. And I can't believe they broadcasted it, but listen to this shit.
Done. I win.
Cheryl, it's not a race.
That's what losers say.
What is that?
The truth.
Every time a new baby is born, the Federal Reserve issues a secret birth certificate printed by a company called the American Bank. That way, the government can use people as currency to back the debt they have with the World Economic Forum, which owns the central banks of every nation on Earth. But the WEF is just a front for the Council on Foreign Relations, which masterminded the 9/11 attacks as a pretext to invade Iraq, take the oil, and install fast food chains to make people slow, fat, and easily abductable by the shape-shifting reptilian aliens it works with. Now, back in the 30s, FDR made a deal with these reptilians to exchange people for technology. That was the basis of the New Deal. But ever since, they've been slowly replacing all the world leaders to create a nuclear holocaust to make global warming real for their takeover. That's how they made up the Cold War, by sending Laika to space to bite Neil Armstrong while Kubrick was faking the moon landing. Now they're using satellite waves, contrails, and measles vaccines as mind control and fluoridating the water to keep people's gold fillings intact so they can be sent back to, you guessed it, the Federal Reserve, where all the gold and birth certificates are stored by the real puppet master, the world monarch, who is himself only the servant of the all-seeing eye who controls everything in the world.
I was wrong. You do win.
But yeah, that was on a sitcom about smoking weed.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't lying.
Yeah.
I did find Dave Smith. It's like an 8-minute clip. He's just a really, he's good at fucking arguing with these people. And like you said, he'll let them talk, but then he'll fucking tear them apart.
Israel, with Netanyahu in charge of Israel, and I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Dave Smith and Omar Bader went on Piers Morgan's show, and they debated this Israeli propagandist. And man, this is a lesson right here from Dave Smith. He is going to absolutely disarm this Zionist propagandist and run circles around her. And this is a real tutorial on how to navigate these sorts of debates and situations. So let's dive in and we'll break it down as we go.
It does beg the question, what happens next? I mean, I don't think there can be any future here that involves Hamas having any power whatsoever, nor do I think there can be any future with Netanyahu in charge of Israel. And I'm not entirely sure, given the scale of what's been going on over the last 7 months, dwarfing anything really we've seen in many decades, I don't know quite how we get to peace. How do we rebuild trust and get to some sort of peace? I mean, you must have thought about this a lot, Dave, like we all have. What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, it certainly seems like a daunting task, and it seems right now that we're about as far from peace as we could possibly be. I think I may have said this to you when we were doing your show when you were in New York a couple months back. But, you know, like last year, I went and did comedy shows in London, and then I flew over to Ireland and did shows right there. And, you know, you guys are right next door to each other, and there was a time when it seemed like you guys could never achieve peace. You know, the truth is that as many pro-Israelis like to brag about, at Camp David in the late 70s, Israel did make a land deal with Egypt, a land for peace deal, and that peace stuck. They went to war four times in a little over 20 years, and they haven't been to war ever since. Mm. And so as bad as things do seem right now, I do believe that there's a path where there could be a deal made and there could be a lasting peace. But the bottom line is that what you have to understand, and I appreciate Emily saying that, like, there's been a lot of atrocities on both sides. I don't think anybody would deny that. And I don't think anyone would deny that Hamas has some responsibility for atrocities that they've committed. But the point is, the underlying fact that you can't get away from here is that this is an asymmetrical conflict. Israel has occupied Palestine since 1967. We're not talking about a few months after a war or even a few years after a war. We're talking about longer than the Soviet Union occupied Eastern Europe. And the idea that people say, well, if Hamas just surrendered today, the war would be over. Like, let's even say that's true, which I'm not convinced it is, but let's say that's true. And then what? Live in subjugation forever? I mean, look, the height of the Netanyahu doctrine was 2 weeks before October 7th. When he went to the United Nations with a map of greater Israel, including Gaza and the West Bank, all being Israel. That was the peak of the Netanyahu doctrine. And what he was telling the world and the Palestinians was, it's over. You lost. We won. We made our deals with the outside Arab world. No one's coming to save you. You live in subjugation forever. And the culmination of that was October 7th.
Okay.
And that's not to remove responsibility from Hamas. Yeah, but you cannot remove responsibility from Israel
either. I'll let Emily respond to that.
I want to ask David, You just said Israel is occupied. Obviously, hear that narrative every day. And I often hear chants, specifically here in Manhattan, we don't want two states, we want all of 48. When the UN came up with the partition plan and nobody was happy with that, and they gave land not only to Israel, but Jordan too, I can't help but to think, why does nobody criticize the occupation of Jordanians taking the land from the Palestinians? How come it's only anger once it's the only Jewish state in the entire world, in the entire globe, that suddenly it's occupation? And also, can somebody enlighten me how we occupied the land that never had a prime minister, never had a government, never had a currency, never had one person with historical ties to the land called Palestine? Sure. I just can't wrap my head around this occupation narrative.
Well,
let me see.
Okay, so she thinks this is a gotcha question. She thinks it's like a checkmate.
Oh, we don't need to hear from this dude.
Watch how he handles this masterfully.
Let me see if I can help. So the reason why people aren't currently occupied about or currently outraged about Egypt occupying Gaza or Jordan occupying the West Bank or something like that is because it's been over since 1967. So like, yeah, if you want to go back historically, there were bad things that were done by lots of groups of people. However, since then, it's been the Israelis doing the occupation. That's not a narrative. That's just a description of reality. And as far as your point about like, you know, that there was never a currency or there was never an official state of Palestine, as I've said before, I just find this to be the most un-American, unenlightenment way of looking at things. I mean, all
it's
you have
irrelevant.
To do is read the...
It's just comparing facts.
It's not. No, it is completely irrelevant. And here's why it's irrelevant. Read the Declaration of Independence. That's all you need to do. And it will completely dispel you of that. The Declaration of Independence starts off right
away. The Middle East is not America.
Hold on, let me just say this.
Frankly,
no, okay, fine, it's not, but these values transcend America. It's the idea of natural rights. Man is born free because these are God-given rights, and governments are just something we institute to protect our rights. And if the government isn't doing a good job of that, then the people have the right and maybe even the duty to overthrow that government. No offense, Pierce, you guys, you've had your wins too, but this one was ours. And so I'm just saying, no, listen, it doesn't matter whether they were dominated by the Ottomans or the British Empire or Jordan or Egypt before then. These are human beings who deserve natural rights, and they have absolutely no rights under Israeli rule and haven't since 1967 due to the Israelis.
Okay.
What happened before
that is irrelevant. Actually have full rights in Israel,
right,
but okay.
Well, I'll tell you what,
yes,
Emily, on that point.
Palestinians in Palestine.
Well, hang on.
Cut through those talking points like a knife through hot butter, bro. Nothing. Easy work. We're done here. Look, the thing that drives me crazy is,
right,
I swear to God, all of the Zionist propagandists, it's like,
I don't want to hear that dude break it down. I guess he was finished. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That dude, I like the way he debates some of these weirdos.
Yeah, I like that. Dude, I think I texted you the other day, like, Bukele. I think I just texted you, like, the name.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before, yeah.
Yeah.
How long's that? Do you know how long the video is?
It's like 10 minutes, but they did a good job of putting it in the front, like the specific part that I want to share.
Yeah. I like Bukele.
Listen to this guy, dude.
Bukele.
Yeah.
Why does he feel entitled to impose his agenda? The global elites, they hate our success, and they fear yours. Institutions were created to serve the people, and not the other way around. Well, so if the government can print the limited amounts of money, why did they collect taxes? You pay high taxes only to uphold the illusion that you are funding the government, which you are not. The government is funded by money printing, paper backed with paper. Confidence in your currency will be lost. the dollar will fall, and the Western civilization with it. We transform El Salvador from the most dangerous country in the world to the safest in the Western Hemisphere.
The last second, and the bullet grazes his ears. If he did,
so he was talking about like who elected George Soros to make laws,
right?
Kind of like exposing, you know, like that. It's not really Democrat or Republic or Republican. It's not none of that bullshit. Those are like, that's low dangling fruit.
Yeah,
you got to reach higher for the fuckers that are up there.
Yeah, and who's above them, you know? It's like, I don't know if it's Soros and Klaus Schwab. Maybe it is. I don't know.
I hate that Schwab guy.
He's not my favorite either. Go ahead.
I was going to change the subject.
Me too, really, because I had a clip here that was about Trump, and I didn't play it when we were talking about Trump.
Okay, mine is Trump-based, too. Mine is kind of Trumpy, so go ahead.
All right, I'll play mine, then you can bring up yours.
The Trump one is just so nuts, too. Like, if he turns his head at the last second and the bullet grazes his ears, if he didn't, it hits the back of his head, and he's dead, and then we fall into chaos, and who knows what the fuck happens.
Big chaos.
And then people think that the Biden administration had Trump killed, and then there's these questions like, how the fuck does this 20-year-old kid climb on that roof 150 yards away and no one sees him?
Well, that one guy was pointing at him the whole time.
Yes,
he's like pointing to.
Yes,
he's like, he's right there,
and they're yelling, he's got a gun. There's a guy in the prone position on a roof 150 yards away from the former president. The whole thing's nuts. The whole thing stinks of either incompetence or a design, or we're in the Matrix. Like, this is a fucking fake movie. It seems like almost to watch this, the most bombastic and manly of presidents, you know, for lack of a better term. To see him with these two female bumbling Secret Service agents, especially the one. To see that, to see everything happen the way it is, to see that they knew this guy was on the roof, to hear that that guy had pointed his rifle before that at a cop. So the cop engaged him, he pointed the rifle, and the cop ran away. The guy climbed the roof with a ladder, you could see the ladder. The whole thing is bananas.
Yeah,
he's 20 years old, and then you find out he was in a BlackRock commercial. You're like, is this the Black Mirror? Like, tell me what's going on. Is this real? 20 years old, and he's got this idea, and he pulls it off. He actually gets a shot off and nicks him, and then they kill him. Like, you've seen this 20-year-old kid, his life is over. Like, somehow or another, he talked himself into trying to assassinate the president as a lone gunman in Pennsylvania, got on top of a roof, either through sheer incompetence or for some other reason. He actually gets a shot off, and the president just moves his head at the right time. Like, the whole thing is, if it was in a movie, I'd be like, shut the fuck up.
That'll make you believe in God. That's when God's up there when he's going like, I don't want to talk to this guy yet. He's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want him up here. I'm the greatest angel.
Or maybe he wants him here to expose how crazy our political system really is. Because the only way we find out how coordinated everything is, whether you're a Trump fan or not, even if you hate Trump, put that aside for a second and just look at how much coordination there is in the media to go after him. And it exposes like this thing where you have to step back and go, wait a minute, hold on a second. What's really going on? Like, whether you hate that guy or not, hate him, think he's a crook, hate him, think he's a liar, hate him. Don't you think it's weird that they're all in lockstep with the way they talk about him, even with things that aren't true? Like, especially like the Russia collusion hoax that they all talked about for years and years. I thought it was real. I thought, like, he colluded with Russia, and that was, like, the crazy thing about him winning the presidency. Oh, my God, he worked with Russia. Maybe Russia has something on him. You kept hearing about it, right? That was just bullshit. And they went through that for years and years. And then you start going, okay, what else is coordinated, where everybody is saying something. Like, how about the Nord Stream pipeline? You know, Seymour Hersh says, we blew it up. Like, esteemed journalist is like, no matter what they say, I am telling you, this was our doing. We blew this up. This wasn't some other country. This wasn't Russia. They wouldn't blow up their own pipeline. We blew it up. And but every newspaper is like, this is bullshit.
All right, that was kind of a long clip. I didn't realize it, but that's enough. But
yeah, man.
Did you what was it I was gonna say? Shit, now I can't remember what he was talking about. God damn it. It's fucking getting hot in here already. I need to open the garage door here in a minute. But the BlackRock commercial. Did you know about that?
Yeah.
Okay, that was fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
And that was him, right? At least it looked like him.
Fucking MK Ultra shit.
Yep. It always is, man. All them school shooters and all these guys got the same fucking look on their face.
You know what I saw today? That the shooter was trans.
I don't know.
I mean, I
don't
know.
Surprise me.
Correct. I only saw like a small snippet of it, and I didn't really look into it. But I'm like, God damn it! Why is it always the same like fucking pattern? You know what I mean? Like,
right. I want to know what kind of pharmaceuticals he was on. SSRIs, stuff like that.
Probably. I mean, look
makes
at
a big
fucking,
difference, man.
Look at his like fucking jaw.
Yeah.
Just want to fucking punch him and push it back.
Hey, it's Jeffrey Dahmer. Take it easy.
No, Jeffrey Dahmer was better looking than that.
that was creepy. All right, hold on, man. Hold on. Let me open this garage door a little. All right, we're back.
Pause it?
I just unpaused it. I got the garage door cracked, so if you hear dogs barking and jets and shit, that's just the way it is. We love you listeners, but don't be talking shit about noises in the background. You can go listen to somebody else. All right, just me being a dick. I'm hot, people. What do you want?
Hey, so I was seeing this thing about aluminum foil.
Uh-huh.
And how it's linked to Alzheimer's. So they say to like stop using aluminum foil and instead use like parchment paper.
Right. Yeah. And that's the I seen something similar about air fryers too.
Yeah.
Speaking of parchment
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's some air fryers that are all plastic. Usually they're the ones with the little basket that you can kind of like just push in.
Yeah, I think most of them are plastic.
Yeah, so we have one. And the first one we had was plastic. But after I kind of started looking into shit and seeing other people say stuff, we got a stainless steel one. It's got no plastic.
Nice.
But yeah, all that shit leaches, you know what I mean? Like,
even the metal, though, I don't know, man.
It makes no contact with the metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, it puts out spores and shit. But you said you had another, like, something else about Trump, too, right?
Yeah. Hold on one second. I'm going to share a couple of things.
All right.
Just kind of like talking subjects. So, have you seen this guy? He's like a Jewish guy that was standing, Jewish-looking guy that was standing behind him.
Yeah, they just showed him on, I seen a Simpsons. They're trying to say the Simpsons predicted the future or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one. So there's a lot of theories about this guy, but the shirt that he was wearing, which you see here, that says George, right, is the cover of a magazine talking about revolution, and John Kennedy talks to George Wallace. Just kind of interesting. I don't know. I don't know if there's any connection. And then dodging bullets is one of the headlines. Dodging bullets with the FBI.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. But I was wondering who the hell he was, and I did find a video of him kind of like talking. His name is Vincent Fusca. And I'm just going to play a little bit of what he says. It's kind of interesting in case you also saw the guy and were wondering about it.
America, have you been paying attention, keeping up with all the distractions? Are you enjoying the show? Since millions of Americans peacefully gathered in our nation's capital on November 14th and December 12th of 2020 and January 6th of 2021, the elite liberal media has done everything to take away our voice. We've settled for surrogate voices like Tucker Carlson, but that's not enough anymore. The media fired Tucker and Don Lemon on the same morning to distract from the truth, the real story. They all have the same puppet masters, and we the people want to know who's pulling the strings. The fake news doesn't speak for we the people. Let's cut the strings. Turn off TV. Stop listening to the mainstream media. Get on Rumble, Truth Social, Twitter, and Telegram. Find citizen journalists. Find other Americans who are tired of the bullshit brainwashing. The media wants to silence we the people. The mainstream media is not the free press. They are the public relations arm of the swamp. Until there is a legitimate, transparent investigation into the events of January 6th, we the people have not truly been heard. The coverage of January 6th on Tucker was almost non-existent. Not enough. 14,000 hours of footage, and we got two segments starring the QAnon shaman. Come on, man. Chuck Schumer does not dictate the truth. He doesn't.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. I, so many others who were here in the Capitol, and millions of Americans are just furious with Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy. Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, tell Carlson not to run a second segment of lies. You know it's a lie. You've admitted it's a lie. And Speaker McCarthy is every bit as culpable. What a low point for Speaker McCarthy. What a low point for Fox News. I condemn Mr. Carlson for siding with the enemies of democracy. I strongly condemn Speaker McCarthy's action and fiercely oppose his decision to share this footage with Carlson. I urge Fox News to order Carlson to cease propagating the big lie on his network and to level with their viewers about the truth behind the effort to mislead the public. Conduct like theirs, just asking for another January 6th.
America is waking up. We the people will not be threatened. If January 6th was truly an insurrection in the most heavily armed country, in the most secure place in the world, the insurrectionists will still be in charge. It's all a show, a shit show, and it's time to stop watching. Turn off the TV. Cut the strings. My name is Vincent Fusca, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Let's save America. Save Americana. It's time to conserve the nation.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you like the guy, right?
I don't know what to think. I don't know anything about him. I'm kind of like didn't, that was kind of like.
Didn't you say he was a Jew?
I was just going by. I guess I was just judging a book by its cover.
What do you mean?
Well, he looks Jewish.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter what religion he is. I mean, I think he sounded all right. I like what he was saying.
Yeah, definitely. And then going back to J.D. Vance, you know, he started a startup company about blood transfusions from the young to the old.
No shit.
But he's not killing anybody. But it's kind of interesting, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what to think about that. I mean, I do like J.D. Vance. Like I said, I do believe I do believe he represents a lot of my beliefs. And I did enjoy Hillbilly Elegy, the book and the movie.
Was that him?
His life story. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Have you, speaking of J.D. Vance, have you seen the Care Bear meme?
No.
Somebody posted something on Twitter and said, what do you guys think of J.D. Vance? And some black dude said, he looks like a racist Care Bear.
I think I did see that.
Yeah.
Actually. That is,
I
really
mean, you
funny.
Can kind of see what he's getting at. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, this other clip I'm going to share, it's another kind of like speech. This is I think this is Vivek, but this is very well said. And I think this is real America right here.
Because you know what? Fear has been infectious in this country, but courage can be contagious too. That too is what it means to be an American. And you know what? If you're at home and you disagree with everything I just said, our message to you is this. We will still defend to the death your right to say it, because that is who we are as Americans. We are the country where we can disagree like hell and still get together at the dinner table at the end of it. That is the America I know. That is the America we miss. We do not have to be ancient Rome. We don't have to be this nation in decline. We can still be a nation in our ascent, a nation whose best days, not in some fake politician way, but in a true way, a nation whose best days are actually still ahead of us, still on our way to that shining city on a hill, that country where no matter who you are or where your parents came from or what your skin color is or how long your last name is, that you will still get ahead in this country with your own hard work, your own commitment, your own dedication, and that you know what? You are free to speak your mind at every step of the way. That is the American dream. That is what won us the American Revolution. That is what reunited us after the Civil War. That is what won us two world wars and the Cold War. That is what still gives hope to the free world. And if we can revive that dream over group identity and victimhood and grievance, then nobody in the world, not a nation, not a corporation, not a virus, not China, is going to defeat us. That is what American exceptionalism is all about. And that is what we will revive this November when we send Donald J. Trump back to the White House.
That was a powerful speech, man.
Yeah, he always does pretty good. I wonder if Trump gets elected, what job you think he's going to give Vivek?
Secretary of State or something? I don't know.
He'd make Secretary a hell of a press House. Secretary, but I think he's too important for that. He would tear their asses apart. Too bad you couldn't hold like two titles at once.
Have you heard that there was a company called Austin Private Wealth? That the day before Trump got shot, they took an enormous bet against President Trump's Truth Social stock.
Oh, yeah?
And guess who holds the majority of the stock for that company? Truth, Vanguard.
Truth Social?
BlackRock. Yeah.
What? That's fucking weird.
Vanguard. Well, Austin Private Wealth is the company that they back, but it's owned by George Soros, Vanguard, and BlackRock.
That's a little bit weird.
Because you know what? Fear has been infectious.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, there's so much shit about it still coming out. I really don't know. And then you heard about Trump or Biden being sick with COVID now?
Yeah, I heard about that. I wonder if he's wearing a mask.
Okay, so that see, Cash, this is why we love you so much, and this is why the audience just adores you.
I just made it up.
Well, you just brought us there, right?
Yeah.
That's such a great point. So is this going to be the medical emergency? He had a flu, now he has COVID.
And then next he's going to have some sort of malfunction, and then he's going to pardon his son. He's going to pardon his brother. He's going to pardon himself. Because remember, presidential pardons aren't just good for retroactive criminal investigations. Presidential pardons are good for prospective criminal investigations. So you can basically give yourself carte blanche for your entire family so that you can never be prosecuted. Your family can never be prosecuted for any investigation the president determines in that pardon.
So you think, are we in the end game here?
I mean, we were in the end game a long time ago when Donald J. Trump decided to run again.
Yeah, okay.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
And that sounds like a very plausible thing to happen. He's going to, pardon Hunter, the smartest person he knows, actually, Hunter Biden.
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for Carl's clips?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I got a short one here first. Hold on. He's got a couple of them. He's talking about the president on the first one. This was before he got shot, or before Trump got shot, I mean.
This clip on Carl's clips will be about this is probably a short one, but what is going on with Biden? How can we in this day and age, in this country, have a president saying, he's talking about Kamala, and he says Vice President Trump. Then he refers to himself as Vice President or her as President. Then he talks about Zelensky, he says President Putin. And the staring off into space gas. I don't understand how in this day and age that this is possible. I understand 24-hour news cycle, everything you say is being recorded, a lot of retards make gaffes and say stupid shit. Trust me, I know I do it all the time. But he's fucking president. 50 years in civil service, and he ain't done shit. I just don't know. I don't know where we're going to be. I don't know where. I don't know where we're going to be as a country, as a people. I have no idea, but we can't keep continuing. Ukraine and Russia is not my problem. Israel and Palestine are not my problem. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all four of them. Don't care.
Amen, Carl.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've said that. I say that shit every fucking week.
Yeah, I think I just said it the other day. Sometimes I go on rants at work. I don't give a fuck about blah.
All right, then he's got one here about, I don't know what it's about. I'm just going to play it. This is a long one.
All right, this week in Carl's clips, I can't figure out whether the pauses in this little outro message from Fox are because he's drunk or because my phone is shitty from being dropped too many times. Excuse me. But this week on Carl's Clips, I'm going to be talking about the goddamn aliens. Those ones. Fucking aliens. Are they real? Are they here? Where are they? There are two... just a second, I'm trying to prepare. There are two... There are two equations meant to hypothesize whether they're real or whether they're here or whether they exist at all. So whether they exist and if they're here and why not if they're not. The Fermi paradox finds why Earth has not been visited by aliens, while the Drake tries to estimate the number of intelligent civilizations in our galaxy. Both concepts involve a lot of uncertainty and unknown variables, because when it comes to extraterrestrial life, there's a lot we don't know. Fermi theorized in 1950 that there are between 1,000 and 100 million civilizations in our galaxy. Well, where the fuck? Really was a so-called great filter where intelligent species might have ran up against barriers like climate change or nuclear war. I'm trying. That cuts the lifespan short, prevents them from spreading throughout the galaxy. Whether or not Earthlings have evolved beyond such a filter is anyone's guess. So it's a bunch of bullshit that thinks about, well, maybe they didn't want to come here, they couldn't come here, they died before they could come here. Who knows? So I don't know. I don't believe in any of this bullshit, I don't think, until we talk about this. The Tic Tac and Gimbal videos of 2006, I think, seen by several veteran Navy pilots and the ships and all their sensors off the coast of California during exercises. And the GoFast video off the coast of Florida. I'm not as familiar with that one, but I don't gnats. There's fucking gnats in the house. But I don't know. Space is infinite, so they say, so there has to be other life in one way or another. However, what does God say about all this? Because I believe God created the heavens and the earth, so I have no idea. I think that if so I think that if we actually knew the truth about stuff, whether you're talking about JFK or flat earth, hollow earth, simulation theory, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton fucking babies and then killing them and all that stuff, the comet pizza stuff in DC, all that shit. I think if we knew the truth about all that, it'd blow our fucking minds. Some of them gotta be true, at least a grain. There's always a grain of truth in every lie. So with aliens, I'm on the fence. I don't know. But if I would think that given the vast distance between where they could be and where we are, that like our shit. So that was this week in Carl's Clips. Next week will be about...
Alright.
Nice. All right.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah, man. Supposedly Eisenhower made a deal with the aliens. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
Eisenhower, man, he had a lot of secrets. You know, he was a general and shit. It's like, I'd like to do a whole episode on Eisenhower, or at least talk about him some more. We're gonna have to look into that for next week.
Yeah, they going back to the alien thing that Eisenhower did. So he allowed them to abduct a certain percentage of our population,
right?
And the biggest place for abductions is in Alaska. There's a Bermuda Triangle between Fairbanks, Nome, and I forget the name of the other city, Anchorage.
Okay.
That's the Bermuda. That's almost like an Alaskan triangle, like the Bermuda Triangle.
I think those are the only three cities up there.
No, there's more. There's Juneau and shit like that. But yeah, a lot of people get abducted out of there. And like I always say, they try to put these theories and ideas in movies, because when we talk about them, that they're real, people are saying, no, you just watched that in a movie.
Right.
Yeah. There's a movie called The Fourth Kind, and it talks about all the abductions that happen in Alaska. They're almost like possessions. And people start talking in Sumerian.
Huh. Like
really far off fucking languages. And they say that they're Horus, and they say that they're all these Egyptian gods. Dude, it's scary. It's kind of creepy if you're into this shit.
So what do you think? Eisenhower was like, all right, you can take a certain amount of Americans, but they have to be Eskimos.
No, I mean, okay, so the other thing that they say is no, people just go missing there because it's so remote.
Right. Yeah.
You know, oh yeah, you know, like, oh. That's why so many people go missing in national parks. It's because they're so remote. Oh, you know, they had a hiking accident.
Right. Well, did you know that every, not all Alaskans, but everybody of, you know, the Eskimo descent, they all have to serve in the National Guard.
So really?
They got like a super big National Guard up there, yeah. Because
they're so close to Russia.
I mean, no, that's just in their heritage, man. They believe in that shit, and it makes sense. I think everybody should be like that. We served with a platoon of Eskimos. Of course, their boot camp is a lot more laid back than the boot camp that I was in, but they were on the same.
Why?
They were on the same campus. Because we were in a – that's just the way it is, man. When you're talking about National Guard compared to a 10th Mountain Division cohort unit, that's two different things. And that's
that
just the way
sense.
It, it's just the way it is, man, you know. But I want to close it out before another jet flies by. I keep hitting pause like I keep muting my mic like when videos are playing and shit. I think they're laying down chemtrails out there.
Oh, of course.
I can hear it. But so any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that stuff. And now, I think I keep fucking up the phone number. Let me look this up. Is it 31 or 33?
I don't remember.
I don't either. How do I look it up? Oh, for Christ. I just want to see my fucking phone number. Hold on. Go ahead and talk about something for a minute.
So remember me talking about the price of or my theory about seeded and unseeded fruit?
Yeah.
So I was at another store. And a seedless watermelon that was engineered by Mankind is $4.99, and they're small. They're kind of smallish.
Okay.
And a seeded watermelon created by God naturally was $8.99, and they were about the same size. What the fuck?
Of course, God's fruit is better. That's common sense. I'd rather have God's fruit than a fucking fruit from a lab. Wouldn't you rather have a beef whopper than a fucking, what do you call that?
Impossible.
Impossible whopper? Fuck that place.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat like there anyway.
It's like you said, you know, God's is perfect.
Right.
That's why. That's why it's more expensive. So I'm going to go out of my way to buy the more expensive shit now.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent. You know what I mean?
To an extent, yeah. I wish the money went straight to God instead of the fucking, you know.
Right, right.
Corporate deed, but you get my point. You get my drift.
Yes.
And I'm going to start saving the seeds because I have a – one of my friends was telling me that her aunt lives in like a rural part of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And they no longer sell. Remember how you can go to like Walmart, Meijer, almost anywhere and find that little rotating thing with seeds?
Yeah.
Like little seed packets, they don't have those anymore.
Yeah, they're going away. And the ones that you can get
are GMO.
Yeah, and it's not what it used to be. But
no, not at all.
But the number is 31 Flu Frog 6. I think I said 33 on General Lee's show. I was pretty fucked up. 31 Flu Frog 6. Don't let me fuck that up anymore.
Okay.
Give us a call. Yeah. Leave us a voicemail. 31 Flu Frog 6. FLU, as in the Wuhan flu, as in China.
Yeah, Yeah, everybody should listen to that General Lee episode. That was a really good one. I like the fact that you laughed every time I said the mushroom names. Like every time I said penis envy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
Yeah, man. So I'm sure Trump's doing well. I'm sure he's fine. Like you said, it was like a wrestling prop. Or it could have been a bullet. Who fucking knows? And if it was, it comes down to who set it up, because it was definitely not a organic event. You know what I mean?
I definitely want to express my condolences to the families that lost people.
Yeah,
there was that firefighter, you know, who died heroically protecting his family. It's unbelievable that there are some people kind of rejoicing in that. That's kind of fucked up, you know? Like, I really don't care what political party I support, but, you know, trying to do something like that and the loss of a good man to society and to their family, it's never a good situation. It's nothing to celebrate.
Yeah. That's like Jack Black. I'm glad to see his finances are getting fucked up, that fat little cocksucker. He fucked up.
He did. I love it, though.
All right, well, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's still, what is it, Thursday? Probably put this out in a couple days. But tell your friends, you know, give us good reviews and all that stuff. And we appreciate you listening and all that. You got anything, Julio?
No, just good to be back, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been a couple weeks, but at least we put something out last week, you know? I try to keep something. I got a couple more extras in my back pocket. All right, so that's it. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.